Fed sees millions of illegal vapes from China. Partnering federal agencies have seized more than 18 million units of illegal electronic nicotine delivery systems, known as e-cigarettes or vapes, U.S. Customs and Border Protection exclusively told the Epoch Times Tuesday. The vapes were valued at more than $175 million, the agency said, and are part of an initiative called Operation Red Mist, which began in September 2025 and primarily targets maritime cargo shipments originating from China. CBP, the U.S. Coast Guard, and Food and Drug Administration collaborate on the initiative, which is still ongoing, designed to specifically combat the illegal importation, transportation, and distribution of vapes in the United States. The spread of illegal e-cigarettes is alarming for communities everywhere, CBP's Office of Field Operations Executive Assistant Commissioner Diane J. Sabatino said. Illegal vape product seizures are made possible with thorough intelligence gathering and interagency partnerships, CBP said. Enforcement actions are planned and coordinated at every step of the supply chain for the illegal products, from before the vapes are shipped to inspections to post-seizure investigations. During Operation Red Mist, federal agents discovered shipments of hazardous materials that were misclassified and improperly labeled, a common tactic to avoid inspection and taxes, CBP told the Epoch Times. The millions of e-cigarette products that federal agents seized lacked FDA pre-market authorization, making them illegal, and violated safety and environmental protection standards, CBP said. Our frontline personnel are working tirelessly to keep these dangerous products out of our communities, especially out of the hands of young people who are frequently targeted by manufacturers, Sabatino said. Currently, there are 45 FDA-approved vape products allowed for U.S. marketing and distribution. The Supreme Court took up a case last year regarding the FDA's mass denial of more than 1 million applications for flavored vape products. Justices ruled unanimously in favor of the FDA, overturning a lower court's decision that said the agency broke the law when it denied two companies permission to sell flavored vapes. Operation Red Mist is part of a federal government effort to prevent unsafe devices, illegal drugs, and criminal aliens from reaching U.S. communities. The CBP under the Trump administration has increased drug seizures across the country and almost entirely stopped illegal crossings at the southern border. The agency reported 11 straight months of zero releases at the U.S.-Mexico border. If the pattern holds, this month will mark 1 year with zero releases. CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott has credited his agency's success to America First policies under the Trump administration. With daily apprehensions down 95% from the previous administration and 14 consecutive months of fewer than 9,000 Southwest border apprehensions, the border remains more secure than at any point in history, CBP previously said. While these operations are important, CBP said, its trade enforcement is also critical to protecting Americans. The revenue streams from the importation and sale of counterfeit and non-compliant goods often fund and support other forms of criminal activity, the agency said.